This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Western Illinois University Board of Trustees held closed-door meetings on June 1st and 7th of last year. Under state law, many of the issues discussed should have been talked about in public, and after the state received a complaint about the meetings, Western released the audio recordings of those illegal discussions. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger listened to the recordings and tells us what's on them.
Between the two dates, Western's board and administration held more than 3 hours of illegal discussions. During both recordings, they launch right into plans to make budget cuts. The Illinois Open Meetings Act requires such matters to be discussed in public. Kathy Newman, who was interim provost at the time, used the June 1st meeting to outline a massive plan to hand out one-year layoff notices to more than 25% of the university's teachers.
Current projections indicate that approximately 150 faculty positions will need to be eliminated. Target date for notification will be this July, so here in about 4 weeks, estimated savings of about $11.4 million.
Later in the meeting, Trustee Carolyn Ellert Fuller referred to budget cutting across the university as an opportunity.
I think when we're making this strategic cut, I don't know why we would not look at the library, because you can always add back, as you've said, and we know, makes people feel good to be brought back.
And a few minutes later, then-board chairperson Kathy Early suggested Western could benefit if it changed its thinking about who teaches students.
Western has had a history of filling its teaching positions with tenure-track professors rather than using even more adjuncts or using TAs or graduate students to teach the classes. And it's been kind of a point of pride with us. But then when you look at the cost analysis, our pride is costing us a lot of money.
Early, Ellert Fuller, and others also said they should have a marketing plan prepared to emphasize their vision for Western's future and take the focus away from layoffs. Early said they would get just one whack at this. Budget cutting discussions continued during the June 7th meeting, when Western President Jack Thomas mentioned other ongoing efforts to reduce the university's workforce.
Joe, I'll turn it over to you. Update on outsourcing task force, update on communication task force, and update on planning documents. All of this is dealing with layoffs and all of these
personnel.
The Joe that Thomas referred to is one of Western's vice presidents, Joe Reeves. Reeves said the outsourcing task force looked at what other Illinois universities are doing. It also discussed services Western might be able to do without. For example,
we asked ourselves, if students have to have insurance or proof of insurance, why do we even have a health center?
Reeves said other services the task force looked at included visual productions and the bookstore, and it reviewed the need for building service workers. These private discussions in June came just prior to the close of the university's fiscal year. The administration was looking for ways to make large cuts in spending, and those possible cost savings dominated much of the discussions. By failing to follow the state law that requires such discussions to be held in public, university leaders were able to move quickly on their plans. Here again is Trustee Carolyn Ellert Fuller.
Getting this much work done, I am quite impressed. I'm really pleased with how much has been done and how quickly it's been done and well thought through. So I think we're on a good path.
The early June meetings don't reveal anything about the decision to eliminate funding for Tri-State's Public Radio. It is clear from the few times the station is mentioned that the decision has already been made. Western's interim legal counsel at the time of the June meetings was Bruce Biagini. He attended both meetings. Biagini did not raise an issue about the discussions on June 1st, and he does not jump in until nearly an hour into the June 7th recording, when the talk turned to potential cuts to athletics.
This has got nothing to do with personnel that I can see at this point, and it's a budget issue, and I think that probably needs to be... That very conversation probably needs to be an open session.
President Thomas acknowledged Biagini's point, though the conversation about athletics continued for another couple minutes. The idea of cutting athletics programs was also discussed at length on June 1st, though Biagini did not say anything then. And no one spoke up when Joe Reeves chimed in during the beginning of the June 7th recording. It sounds as though documents are being passed out before a budget presentation when Reeves said,
"When you're done presenting, can everybody just send the stuff this way and now put everything to shred?"
Western's board and administration also violated the Open Meetings Act on June 28th of last year. The recording of that meeting was released last fall, and we reported on it at that time. Western's chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois filed the complaint that led to the release of the recordings. The union represents faculty, academic staff, and other employees at seven public universities, including Western. After the illegal discussions on June 28th, the board held a public meeting to lay off 24 faculty members, including seven teachers who have earned tenure. It's not known what happened to the plan to lay off 150 faculty members, but the cuts announced in late June were not the end of layoffs at Western. The administration on March 1st issued layoff notices to 132 employees, which is about 8% of the total workforce between Western's two campuses. Those let go include 29 faculty members and 89 civil service employees. None of those laid off work in the upper administration. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.